Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Eagles Live on this Tuesday in our Xfinity studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, and feeling a bit better today, are we? I hope so, as the Eagles, 2 days removed from a very difficult loss. Turn the page. And we got the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Fascinating matchup. Quarterback Michael Vick going to be in the house in just a few moments, so we will get the latest from Vick about how he feels and how this team will rebound in Buffalo. Big win coming. I can feel it in me bones. And today we welcome you to call the show, 215-339-6709, and give us your predictions. Okay, let's take a look at our headlines as we begin the show this morning. Derek Landry expected to join the team. I think you can almost bet on that one. Injuries, same thing. Cole Peters out, Dixon to IR. Bills have some injuries. Demetrius Bell is out, left tackle. And Nick Barnett, question mark, he's in a boot. And tonight, Eagles Nightly, we have some great stuff for you. So the Bills have some serious issues as well. Serious issues as well, injury-wise. Remember that. Buffalo 3-1, the Eagles 1-3. We get it moving here, all right? So what can I say? It's rebound time. I want to know how you guys are feeling. Because I feel better than I did yesterday. There's no doubt about it. And I feel like, you know, the Eagles are going to be okay here. I hope. I guess if you were to say, hey, what do you feel different about? Is it the offense, the defense? I'd probably tell you the defense is more worrisome. I think the offense has moved the ball tremendously well, 20s to 20. Really, 20s to about the 5. And they've struggled. There's rookie Marcell Dareus, good football player, has come a long way very quickly for the Bills. Now they run a 3-4, so they do a lot of things out of that, things that the Eagles will see, and that they saw last week. And so I think the Eagles will be better prepared for that. Linebackers are good. We'll see King Dunlap and lights out Sean Merriman. I know Sean Merriman lines up inside of a playoff. He's kind of the joker linebacker. He'll line up everywhere. Maybe he comes over Jason Kelsey. Maybe he comes over King Dunlap a little bit. But that is Michael Vick's. That's his vision. So, you know, that's his vision. So he'll see Merriman. But, hey, the Bills, they're playing excellent football. They are 3-1, and they will be at home, and the crowd's going to be riled up. Beautiful day expected in Buffalo. 215-339-6709. Let's get some phone calls, some predictions today. And for those of you who didn't get in yesterday, yeah, please call and voice your opinions. Tell me how you're feeling. I know you're upset. I know you're frustrated. And I know you're disappointed. Let's see how the Eagles respond in this moment. Let's go to D.C. and talk to Carl. Hey, Carl.
Dave, I'm feeling a little better today than I did yesterday.
Well, that's the sun did come up in D.C. today, right?
Yeah, the sun's coming up in D.C. Unfortunately, I'm getting riddled badly because the Skins are 3-1, and that's I'm the lone Eagles fan in my development.
Hey, guess what? Eagles win this week, get to 2-3, go down to play Washington in 13 days, 12 days, and we'll see what the Redskins are made of.
Exactly, but I'm not taking down my Eagles banner hanging outside.
You better not.
I'm looking for a big bounce back. I did see one thing, a big bounce back this week. One thing, I saw Sal's interview last night with the scheme, but the players have to stand up. from Sunday, Macklin carrying the ball loosely. Ronnie Brown, I know there was a schemes play that just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
But these players are professionals. They need to take their own responsibility. The coaches can only do so much.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Carl. To me, it's almost kind of like a, I don't know, like an attitude thing. You know, like, hey, it's okay. You can't forget where you are.
No, you can't, and you can't forget there's other people waiting to come in and take your place. You showed the clip of one play on the Eagles' defense that showed the linebackers leaving one of the San Francisco receivers because they thought Alex Smith was going to run. But in that clip, he had two players, two Eagles defenses
right
chasing
there.
Him, so why would the two linebackers
start
to run up? It was almost like the classic baseball, I see it, you got it.
Yeah, here's the play. Now, Alex Smith is on 2nd and 6. Now, you've got your receiver right there. That's Kendall Hunter. You've got players closing in on Alex Smith. Hang on. And you got, I guess, that's Trent Cole and maybe Phillip Hunt. Now, you got Jamar Chaney coming from the middle of the field and Asante Samuel. They've run into each other, basically. What? Why? Stay at home. This is part of the problem.
What shows me with that is these guys with no OTAs, with only the training camp, are still don't have the confidence in, okay, I'm doing this, I know you're doing that, so I can take care of this guy.
Yeah.
And that's what I think will get better. I know that the media is just having a feeding frenzy on all of this.
Yeah.
But Reed's been here 13 years. He always upsets the media because he never says much. He does it in-house. I'm confident these guys will get this thing turned around.
I like that. I like the enthusiasm. I like the optimism. And I agree with you. And it's a very critical week. Now, the players are not here. They usually are here for after a loss, Mondays, Tuesdays. Andy Reid said, hey, just get away, clear heads, let's go. Come back here Wednesday and be ready to go. Now, a lot of players have been here getting their workouts in, et cetera. It'll be interesting to see what kind of focus they have when they get back here on Wednesday.
It is. And, you know, the one thing I'm hoping this team, and I like what I heard with Kellen Jenkins, is I hope this team doesn't start to fragment because of all the media hype, because of all, even though they're trying not to finger point, you know, we never all together see what happens in the locker room. I want to see this team stay together, keep working, keep focusing. Okay, we've had a lousy start. It's 4 games in. We can't change it, but we can do a lot going forward.
Yeah, I'm with you. The season is not over. The challenge here, Carl, is that, and the Eagles have been here before, and we've seen the challenge is you just really have very, very little margin for error right now. 3 losses in the conference, 1 loss in the division, you're 2 games behind in the NFC East. To me, it's going to take maybe a division crown to get to the playoffs. I don't know if a wild card. I mean, you've got Tampa Bay winning with New Orleans down there and Atlanta in the South. You've got Detroit and Chicago winning in the North. The West is going to be a difficult division to figure out. I think San Francisco is probably the best team there right now. So I think you're going to have to win the division. Now, that is certainly not out of the question. The Eagles need to win 5 games in the division, and then let's go from there.
That's true, but we've also seen too many times team starts out 4-0. I mean, I enjoy the fact Detroit's winning. They're no longer the doormat of the league. I think it's great for the city.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've seen the first half teams go 5-1 or 6-0 or 7-1, and then they collapse. So let's concentrate on these 2 wins before the bye, and then see what we got.
Let's just concentrate on this game.
Exactly.
Buffalo Bills, very good football team. Packed house on Sunday. It's going to be a crazy time there. Well, Eagles got to focus and go up and win a very difficult road game. Carl, give me a prediction for the game.
I think we'll see a turnaround with the red zone, and I'm going to go
28-17. I like it. Okay, Carl.
Go Eagles!
Thanks, brother. Thanks. See, that's the kind of call we need. That's the kind of enthusiasm we need. And that's what this team needs to show as well. Beautiful there play there from Michael Vick. That's vintage Vick. And what a performance from Vick. 416 yards throwing. the football, another 75 on the ground. But other players need to step up and take some responsibility in the offense. I mean, there's just so many pieces to the puzzle here. Jesse in Maryland joins us. Hi, Jesse.
What's up, Dave?
Feeling a little bit better, Jesse. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be one of those enthusiastic callers.
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
You know, the future could be bright. Things got to change. I'm just hoping I just see something different. You know, just we can't just keep doing the same thing over and over, man.
Well, you know, give me a suggestion. What would you like to see done differently?
Honestly, to be honest with you, with 2 weeks in a row with this goal line stuff, now we can attack the defense all day, and everything I'm going to say we've already, you know, hashed over and over again. So it's going to sound old and redundant, but, you know, that's where we are right now.
Well,
on the goal line, honestly, put the biggest guys you got in there. Put Jamal Jackson in there. Let him center the ball. Get Devan out of there. Put Watkins in there. Just on the goal line. If we got goal to go on the 1 yard line, put the big guys in there and let them just do what they do. When you see our line constantly getting stood up at the goal line like that, Devan tripping over people, and you know Kelce getting pushed back a step or two, and the guy can't pull. I mean, if you can pull Max Gene Gillis and be successful on some kind of quarterback draw that Vic did when you ran the play yesterday.
Yeah, against the Giants.
Something's got to be done. You got Owen Schmidt, this big guy, getting blown up in the backfield last week. And then you got Ronnie Brown getting blown up to the point where he feels like he needs to throw the ball away. So are we going to keep on doing that? Are we going to keep on doing the same thing when we get down there and just keep getting stuffed? Now, that's one issue. That's one thing.
Okay.
My thing is, put the big guys in. They can't mess the calls up. Everybody just needs to torpedo everything and just get the ball in the end zone. That's it. You can't shuffle the calls and worry about what the protections are because it's a foot.
So you would bring in all the big guys, line up in the tight formation, and just plow straight ahead?
This is my point. I know it sounds crazy to bring in a different center, and you got different, you know, you have things. It's going to be different, and it is going to be not rhythmic. I understand that. But if you have goal to go on the 1 yard line, like we've had a couple of times, we don't seem to have any problem getting down there. But if you're going to have that and you're going to repeat that, I would say, yes, try something else. Try something different. Try anything.
See, my thing is not tight formations, plow straight. Although, if I do that, I'm giving the ball to Ronnie Brown in a straight-ahead run or LeSean. I kind of want to see a little Deion Lewis. But I'd like to see the Eagles figure out a way to get Michael Vick into the end zone. 9 touchdowns last year rushing and 0 this year. That concerns me.
It's a huge, huge concern. I mean, at this point, would you feel comfortable trying the same thing again next week if we get there? If we get 1 yard to go to goal, and every Eagles fan in the world is going to be like, here we go.
Okay, first and goal. Now, I don't. It's dumb to say this, man. Let's admit that we're being just clowns because it all depends on what the Bills do well defensively, the formations, etc., who you want to attack. But first and goal at the 5 yard line, I start in shotgun. All right, shotgun gives me some kind of option with Michael Vick, a little bit of space, run pass. I might try a little inside handoff to LeSean McCoy. I want to get the ball into LeSean McCoy's hands as much as I can on this football team. If that doesn't work, I might try a rollout with Vic and make him and let him have a little run pass option. I also want to throw the ball in the end zone and see if I can get these tight ends free or get Macklin and DeSean Jackson free.
That's a good point. That gives us the option to throw if we decide to.
But it's dumb. And if I'm Marty Morningwig watching me say this, I'm laughing at me because it depends on what the Bills do well and the Eagles. I'm not going to resort necessarily to trickery. I don't want to do trickery.
I was just about to ask you, and this we can all admit this now, as fans for the past few years, when you see them line up in that formation, I guarantee 85 to 90% of the Eagles fans say to themselves, shuffle pass, even though it was successful, you can see some of these players coming a mile away. And if we, the layman, just regular fan, can see this stuff, I mean, who, what linebacker that's seen it before ain't going to know that it's coming?
It's, but I think a lot of that is execution too. I mean, I don't think there are tons of surprises in the league. I think the film study is so extensive and the preparation is so elaborate and it's really thorough. It's very well done. I mean, the Eagles really, they have advanced scouts on the Bills. They watch games and games of Bills, past games, performances. So they know generally tendencies, formations, all that. And then it comes down to execution. Even on that play right there, back that up. Even on that play, who tripped? Is that Mathis who trips? See, the guard pulls and trips. I mean, what's he tripping on? Somebody's foot? He stepped on DeVan's foot, and he got up and made up. But it just, I don't know. Why are these guys falling down? But that's a beautifully executed play, even with Mathis stumbling a bit there. I think you have to execute it, too. You're not going to be able to scheme and get wide open from the five-yard line. Unless your quarterback's buying a lot of time.
If it's Mathis and whoever he eventually hit in the end zone, if he don't trip and that linebacker don't bite on that, then he's going to go right past Mathis-wise on the ground and stuff it. Luckily, he bites on covering that other guy the same way Chaney bit on Alex Smith, you know, running for 25 yards after he has two people on him, and then he runs into Asante Samuel on the last play. You can queued up for the last call. I mean, I don't know, man. Just I wanted to touch on that play too.
We cannot keep watching this play. I cannot stand this play. It's killing me. It's agony. It's like the epitome of what's going. It's like everybody's in such a rush to make a play that they're not staying disciplined where they're supposed to be. Jesse, give me a prediction for the game, please. Don't choke.
24-21, us, I hope.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, Dave.
All right, thanks. Dave Spadaro with you. We are going to hear from Jarrad Page now. Eagles safety, been starting ups and downs, just like the rest of this team. And very soon we'll have Michael Vick in studio. This is first Eagles safety, Jarrad Page.
Jared, what's been the message of Coach Reed to you guys on this Monday after a tough loss?
I mean, just that we've got to figure this thing out collectively. It's not an offensive issue. It's not a defensive issue. It's not special teams. It's just collectively as a team, we've got to figure it out. We seem to, as a team, all be either clicking at the same time or be all not clicking at the same time.
Jared, you've been in the league for many, many years. What can happen to get you guys to click on that same page? Sorry to use the pun there, of course, but.
Yeah, continue to work hard in practice. Don't get discouraged and continue to work just as hard as you've been working in practice. And, you know, don't take anything off. You know, what I mean by getting discouraged is don't think that things aren't working because, you know, you're working so hard and you're not getting results. Just continue to work hard. And really, I mean, one game can change everything. I mean, all it takes is for us to go out and do it. We've done so much talking. It's not really about that. It's not about working hard. We've worked hard. We work our butts off here every day. It's just going to take one game, you know, one situation where we go out there and get put in a situation and we come out and handle our business. Just to show everybody, you know, and show ourselves, like, this is how we're supposed to do it, and this is the model that we got to continue to follow.
Jeremiah,
set the example for ourselves.
Jeremiah, last question is, do the guys still believe in the scheme, the coaching staff? Do they still believe in one another that this can get turned around?
Yeah, we do. That's one thing that we still have. I know a lot of times that, a team might go through a rough patch and you get a lot of people saying this and saying that. Guys still believe in each other, and we still believe that we can turn this thing around. We still believe that we have a really good football team, and we feel like we see our team, you know, out there clicking, and we know what we can be. And we just, like I said, we have to set the example for ourselves as far as just going out there and playing the game, and then we'll just have something to look at and show ourselves.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. God fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. Eagles Live, the name of the show from the NovaCare Complex. Let's go to Westminster and talk to James. Hey, James.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. Just been watching the show, trying to get a sense of what's going on.
Well,
and
what's going on is the Eagles are trying to figure out a way to turn it around.
Yes. Yes, they are. And I believe that they will. I'm not going to give up on them. I think that game against the Giants last year is a good example of, you know, they didn't give up in the middle of a game when things were going really wrong. And I think this is just one of those things where things are going wrong in a season. You can't just give up because there's, you know, obviously some bad, you know, I mean, not, it's hard to say what's going wrong, but I mean, a lot of people want to blame it on the linebackers and other people want to just blame it on anything else they can blame it on.
Don't you think that if you were to pinpoint, let me ask you this, James, if you were to pinpoint one thing that could be improved to say, hey, the Eagles would be way better than 1-3, what would you say?
Oh, red zone offense.
Yeah, I would
not turn the ball over in the red zone.
And red
offense, because honestly, they beat Atlanta if they don't do that, and I really believe that they win against San Francisco if they don't do that also.
And red zone defense has been bad too.
Yeah, I mean, red zone defense is bad. I mean, I understand you're still going against good teams, and they have good running backs, and everybody's saying we can't stop the run and stuff. But you know, we've seen them do it. And the thing I can't figure out is that. Beginning of the game, they play bad. End of the game, they play bad. Middle of the game, they seem to tighten up and play well. And then the number of points at the end of a game they've been giving up is just crazy.
Yeah, I thought they played better at the beginning of the game against San Fran than they had in previous games.
Yes, absolutely.
But even the Niners' first drive, they went down the field and got into field goal territory, and then Akers missed the field goal. And there was a long run involved in that. So Right. It is frustrating. You wonder, what do you have? Really, what I'm looking for, James, I'm looking for something to shock this football team into a sense of really urgency and desperation. And if you don't find that, then maybe there's just not. It's not going to happen this year. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, 1-3 is enough to shock. I mean, a lot of the fans here in Philadelphia. I mean, including myself. I mean, I'm not saying that any of those games were easy. I'm not even saying the Rams game was going to be easy, or any game on our schedule for that matter. But at the same time, I didn't think we'd be sitting at 1-3, and you know, Washington sitting at 3-1. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not giving. I mean, I know they can turn around. I mean, I've always trusted Andy Reid. I still do. Morningway and everybody like that. And I mean, I know they can all play better than what they're playing right now. I agree with you, Dave. I heard what you said to the last caller there. How does Michael Vick go from rushing for 9 touchdowns last year? And you saw so many in the red zone where it was they would spread it out in a shotgun formation or, you know, something like that. Well, they just had to play calls, you know? I mean, you saw him. He just grabbed the ball and take off for the end zone. He didn't even hesitate.
It's such a
and this
huge,
year, he's got nothing.
Yeah, it's such a huge difference when you – If a defense doesn't have to account for Michael's scrambling, Michael's designed runs, it makes it a lot easier to defend. I mean, this is not a big team lining up in the goal line. It's obvious that they want to get Clay Harbor more involved in the passing game, and I think that's a good thing. But you know, the Eagles are not
well.
Yeah, but the Eagles are not really going to the tight ends much in goal line situations.
No, I mean, it's like I said, everything you just said to the last call, I agree with. You know, if you're on the 5-yard line, it just there's so many options with a guy like Michael Vick behind. So I'm not saying he has to do it all the time, and he shouldn't have to do it all the time. However, just having the option of rolling out where it's a run or a pass, or taking it and running in, or, you know, even, you know, the shovel pass up the middle, we have the players to do it. I think the offensive line is fine. I heard people trying to blame Jason Kelce getting pushed back so that the guard couldn't pull. And, you know, I mean, that's fine. You've got to find something, or, you know, the kicker or whatever. But you can't really blame any of them. I mean, there's going to be times where you're not going to play. You know, you're going to have a guy across from you that's going to get a little bit of an advantage on you. Or, you know, with a rookie kicker, yeah, I mean, he's going to miss one or two. It's just the way it goes. You got to live with that. That's what happened when you went with a rookie kicker this year. But overall,
yeah, but you can't.
I really believe this team can still win. I really believe that they're still capable of winning, of going out and beating the Redskins this week, going out and beating the Bills. I know the Bills are playing well, but I mean, I know we can go out there and win that game.
I agree. I don't think, you know, I'll be honest with you, James. I don't think any of the teams the Eagles lost to are better than the Eagles. That's what's so that is what's so gnawing, so frustrating, so just
frustrating. That's the word right there.
If the Eagles had gone out and said, "Okay, whoa, this team's way better than the Eagles," then you just give them their props. But I don't think any of these three teams were better than the Eagles.
No,
and yet this team didn't go out and win the games.
We were beating all three of those teams, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
We were beating the Giants 16th. We were beating Atlanta by 2 scores. We were beating.
By 20 points.
But and that's just so frustrating to say. And I understand fans are frustrated. And it's kind of understandable to be frustrated. But I've heard some of my friends giving up and everything. Like, I'm like, guys, we're 4 games in. I know it sucks, but it's going to get – I mean, they'll figure it out. They will.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. They have too much talent on that team. You know – Jason Babin's playing great. The defensive line plays good. And you know, they're trying to find excuses when you listen to anything on the media, which I haven't been doing except for your show, because it's a more positive look at it. But, you know, everybody's trying to find excuses. Well, I mean, sometimes there's just no excuse. Sometimes it's just a bad start. You got to get out of it.
Yeah, it's a bad start, and you got to get out of it. And I think that's the message that Andy Reid is giving to his team. Guys, we're not going to look big picture. This is not going to be easy. I hope you all realize that every team is going to give you its best shot, and every team that plays the Eagles knows that they got to play 60 minutes because the Eagles can't hold a lead.
Right, and I give credit to Alex Smith because they didn't give up, and the man came out and just kept going.
Yeah.
They just kept playing.
Didn't turn the football over.
They didn't stop playing.
And played very good football. Give me a prediction for the game, James.
I'm gonna go with a bold one this week. I'm gonna go 17-0, Dave.
Oh.
I think we're gonna pull a shot. I think that's how they're gonna respond. I really do. That's what they need. They need that shock. Like you said, I think that's going to be the shock.
Yeah. Hey, James,
that's
thank you.
They need.
Thanks
you
for the
too.
Call. You know, the Bills' offense, now again, they're without their left tackle, Demetrius Bell, is out for the game. So Jason Peters out for the Eagles, Demetrius Bell out for the Bills. Nick Barnett is in a walking boot early in the week. He's expected to play, however, their starting linebacker, inside linebacker. I guess he's their middle linebacker. I think they just rove Sean Merriman all over the place. And, I mean, so they have some significant injuries, too. That's Fitzgerald's or Fitzpatrick's blind side. So I think that the Eagles, yeah, sure, can win. And you take it game by game. You get to 2-3. That's all that matters, is get to 2-3 right now. Eagles are not going to erase what's happened here, but they have a chance to get to 2-3. We have another call here. We're going to get to Brian Roll. We just interviewed him just a few moments ago. We'll get to that. Michael Vick is in a meeting with Marty Morningweg, Eagles offensive coordinator, so that's how they spend their Tuesday. So we'll get him at some point, whether it's live for the show or we'll put it up later on today. Ward in Lehman, Pennsylvania, joins us. Hey, Ward.
Hey, Dave. I hope everything's well with you today.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd give you a buzz. I had a few minutes here, and
yes.
The season's not over.
Yes, thank you.
How you turn things around is you look on the bench, and you look for somebody with some fire in their eyes.
Okay.
You know, and I know they're, you know, I'd like to see Deion Lewis maybe get a little more involved here somehow.
Because
Ronnie Brown, even though he's the first-round draft pick, I mean, he hasn't been doing too much for us, Dave.
Well, you know, he's very good.
And when we saw Deion Lewis in the preseason, boy, that kid's a shifty kid.
Yes, he is. Now Ronnie Brown, to me, is a north-south runner.
Sure.
I don't want to run laterally. That's why I just don't get the whole run-pass
option.
But
we have a pass-blocking line, Dave.
Yeah. Well, but
that's
but,
where we're running into some problems.
Yeah, but,
and,
but Ward, this, but how do you explain LeSean McCoy averaging 5.5 yards a carry?
Well,
I don't want to hear
his name is Shady, and there's a reason for it.
But the Eagles
the
are,
guy is shady.
But
on
they're
the field.
Running. But they run the ball fine. They just haven't done it well in short
yard
situations.
Well, when you get on the 5-yard line, the defense changes.
Yeah.
Their defense changes. They're bringing in their jumbo package. Every, you know, and they didn't have their jumbo package when you were down on the 50 or the 30. You know, everything changes.
Well, they only bring in a jumbo package if the offense is a jumbo package.
Yeah, and
so
Mike Vick's got to play a little better. I'm sure you've discussed that already. Yeah. I just tuned in. And maybe they got to look at some option plays, rolling him out. But he's got to get in the, you know, he's got to get in the end zone, in the red zone. One interesting thing I noted where the pitch off on the kickoff return to Dominique Rogers Cromartie didn't work too good, but we got the ball to the fastest man on our team.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we can do to get the ball in his hands?
Well,
I mean, it doesn't have to be a gadget play. Maybe just he takes it where Deion Lewis takes it.
Yeah, I don't think he's a return man. I don't think he's that kind of
Either
runner.
Do I. But as all I'm saying is sometimes you got to think out of the box when we're in a situation like we're in.
Well, that's a
I've been
that's
at the Bills Stadium. It's in downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a loud place.
And it is going to be – those people up there are pumped. You thought Atlanta was loud? This Bills Stadium is going to be insane.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I think the Eagles need to get away from home, to be honest with you. I can't figure out
why they
can't win.
I think so, too, because I think they're going to get their backs against the wall feeling.
Yeah, I hope so.
However, I think Shady needs to get a little more involved. You know, even though you can't take the passing game away.
Ward, I got to tell you, I think the offense is fine except for two things. Giveaways and red zone. So you can talk about getting this guy more involved, that guy more involved. Everybody's getting involved. Everybody's really getting their touches. Macklin's getting plenty of touches.
We got to stop the turnovers.
We got to score touchdowns.
You know, but anyway, here's my prediction.
Yes.
And I'm going 31-30.
Oh, my gosh.
Home team.
Home team. Buffalo.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here, Ward.
Buffalo's playing really good. They're at home. I'm giving them a one-pointer. We're going in banged up. Jason Peters is banged up.
They have their left tackles out as well.
I understand. They're going to come at us and thump us with the running game.
Okay.
They got an awfully smart quarterback who's not turning the ball over.
Okay.
And
you're predicting an Eagles loss. All this positive, and you're predicting an Eagles loss.
Well, you know, they really have to do something. I'm afraid of our defense. I've never said that before. You know, I can remember I don't want to go back to JJ, but, you know, with Jaws on Sunday morning talking about the exotic blitzes and how the Eagles are going to get after you.
Yeah,
we're hoping on that front four gets to the quarterback. They got to do a lot more than get to the quarterback.
Yeah, they really
got to control the line of scrimmage.
Hasn't been a lot of exotic blitzes. By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 3 interceptions, 9 touchdown passes.
Do we have anybody
passes.
That can blitz?
Yeah, and 1 fumble loss. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen enough blitzing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like the wide nine. I like the idea that we're racking up numbers, but we're not controlling the line of scrimmage.
All of the 15 sacks have come. Thanks for the call, Ward. All of the 15 sacks have come from defensive linemen. That is bizarre. Now, Brian Roll, rookie, is going to make a second start, I think. I don't think there's any plans to change what he does. Comes into the NFL all of a sudden. He's 1-3 and being asked a lot of questions. We spoke to him just a short time ago.
So, Brian, for the third straight week, the Eagles have given up a fourth-quarter lead. What are you guys doing this week preparing for the Bills and just moving forward to try to correct some of these problems?
Well, all we can do is move forward. We can't look to the Bills and say, how can we stop them from doing it? All we can do is control, you know, on defense, being assignment perfect, going out and playing with enthusiasm, playing hard and playing fast, and let the game take care of itself.
And at times you guys have looked, you know, you guys have been able to stop the run. You've been forcing 3-and-outs. Why has that been such an issue, closing out games just towards the end, that you've sort of faltered and in the red zone as well?
I just think guys got to continue to go 100% and believe in when you get in the red zone and when you get in that fourth quarter, when it's time to, you know, hammer down, we got to do it. I'm not saying that nobody doesn't believe it, but at the same time, everybody has to. And we got to get down there this week, and they may get in the red zone, they may not. But when we get in those situations, we got to know how to handle it and get off the field.
And I know you're not looking backwards, but is there anything you've learned from these last few games, especially this last game against San Francisco, you think you can use moving forward?
Most definitely that. No team in this league is going to give up regardless of how many points you're up on them. That's something that we all have to understand that, you know, we can be up 30, but you got to continue to play hard because in this league, offenses are able to come back from 30 points down, 20 points down, whatever it may be, as we saw this last week.
And I know you're not happy with the team's the defense's performance, but how do you think you played in your first start this year?
I think I did pretty well. It's definitely some things I got to get better at. You know, it was a little jitters out there a little bit, but at the same time, that's no excuse for, you know, the little mistakes that I did have. So I think I did all right, but at the same time, you got to get better, especially when you lose. It's always something you know that you could have did different and that would have made a difference in an outcome.
What do you think were the biggest things you're looking to improve upon going into this next game, this next start?
Biggest thing on that is just believing what I see still is stuff that you see. Is one play I had in the game where I didn't trust what I saw, and it was a big play on me, you know. But, you know, that's something that comes with, you know, you just getting out there and you get so overwhelmed at being out there that you tend to forget small things. And that's something that happened to me, and I look forward to this week in practice as well as, you know, going to Buffalo and clearing it up.
And what play was that?
It was actually a play where the fullback caught the ball in the flat. You know, the guy was lined up where he was lined up. I knew he was going to do that, but it was a matter of me just believing he's going to do it. You know, try to outflank me to the flat, and exactly what happened. And I didn't really trust that, you know, from even seeing it on film. That's something I got to get better at.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Papa John's.
Sage, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now.
Are you me? Quite a while from now.
So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. And we're back. Dave Spadaro with you here. It's Eagles Live. Just going back to the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, having a good season. He's completing, 92 of 145 passes, 1,000 yards. Not bad. 7.2 yards average per attempt. 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Sacked twice. Interesting. Only 2 sacks. Not much of a runner. Has fumbled once, not lost the ball. So he's dropping back. He's getting rid of the football. Harvard graduate, 6'2", 225. NFL experience, 7. So he's going to be ready to play. It's going to be quite a challenge for your Philadelphia Eagles. John in Maryland. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How's everything today, John?
I'm good.
All right. Well, tell me what you think about this team.
I'd just like to tell you, we've been playing good football, but like in the fourth quarter, we've been having kind of like mental breakdown.
I know. It's mental breakdowns. It's physical breakdowns. I've never seen anything like it here. Look, the Eagles in the past have won games in the fourth quarter. They have outscored their opponents convincingly in the fourth quarter. I think maybe every year of Andy Reid's era when the team has been winning games. This year, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. I think we have a graphic still, if you can find that, Rye. The fourth quarter has been a disaster for the Eagles. They've been outscored 43-7, I believe, or 36-7 in the fourth quarter. Here we go. Week one, that's the Eagles outscore. Eagles outscore the and it's the only touchdown they've had in the fourth quarter, that 49-yard touchdown run from LeSean McCoy against the Rams. Otherwise, it's been 14-0, 15-0, and 7-0. I've never seen anything like this. Never seen any 36-7. The Eagles have been outscored in the fourth quarter this year. It's remarkable. It's so unlike an Andy Reid team. I'm just amazed by it.
Yeah.
So how do you fix it?
Yeah, but I think entering Brian Rowe to the lineup is very good because he played good.
Yeah, Brian Rowe is your starting weak side linebacker, and that I think that will remain. I think he's a good prospect, a good. The linebackers they have to make more plays. I mean, I'm not going to defend the linebacker. They need to make, and everybody needs to make more plays. The safeties, the D line.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Some of the linebackers, they're kind of tackling too high. They need to tackle a little lower. Because if you see, like, the replays, they kind of tackling too high.
I will tell you, I think that the tackling has been less than adequate for sure by this football team. No question. No question. Give me a prediction for the game, John.
31-10.
Eagles bounce back 31-10. Okay. We thank you very much for the phone call, John.
Okay.
By the way, just this little mini two-game set the Eagles have here, it's at Buffalo and then the Redskins on the road, but the Redskins coming off a bye week. So they're going to be rested. They're going to be healthy. Some teams don't handle the bye week. Andy Reid is undefeated after the bye week. Let's hope the Redskins don't handle their bye week as well as this football team has done. So it's a tough two-game mini schedule here that really kind of defines this football team on the road, where they're better apparently than they are at home, at least for the first quarter of the season. Tom in Western New York joins us. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Oh, Tom, you know how it is, man.
I'm out here in Buffalo country.
Hey, you going to be there on Sunday for us?
I am going to be. I got seats in the end zone, section 123.
Well
my
done.
My two sons are taking me for my birthday.
Oh, so. Right. You going to have some Eagles green on?
I'm scared.
What?
You know, they're beating up guys in the parking lots. I don't know what to think.
You're a nice guy. They're not going to mess with you, Tom.
I hope not. But anyway, we'll be there, and we'll be cheering for the Eagles. That's
all right,
sure.
Good. We want you to wear green. We need some green in that stadium. My
okay,
gosh.
Okay, we'll right. get some green on.
Believe me, the players respond, and the team, they respond. They respond for when this team is on the road, and they hear the chants of the Eagles, and they see the green, it really helps
yeah.
them a lot.
Yeah, I can believe that. I played ball in college, and I know what that means, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, listen. I got a answer for this thing.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's time. You know, with everything short, you know, preseason,
mm-hmm.
all the new guys coming in,
okay.
new defensive coordinator, you know, new line coaches. I just think it's time, and I think it as the season goes on, we're going to get to what we think we really are, but it's mm-hmm. taken time, and I've seen Andy Reid's teams do this before. Lose early, you know, then come back and end up 10-6 and get in the playoffs. So I don't know. That's my feeling. We need to be a little patient.
It's hard but it's hard.
I am worried about the linebackers. I've been from day one.
Yeah. It's hard to be patient at 1-3.
I know.
It's just the reality of the situation. You can only be patient for so long. The wins and losses have to help you be patient. I mean,
yeah, you know. I understand that. But I am. I don't know what you think about the linebackers. I wanted Clay Matthews out of there from day one. I never thought he should have been in there. I'm not against him as a person.
I want Clay Matthews in.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know whether we've got the right guys there now. I'm not sure.
I like Jamar Chaney. Look, he was a good football player last year. I think Moses
yeah.
Folku's a solid
yeah.
guy. Brian Roll, I've liked what I've seen from Brian. But
yep.
in the game, they did not make plays, and the defensive line didn't make plays, and the
yep.
whole defense. I'm not going to just single out the linebackers. It's everybody.
Yep.
The whole defense
I know.
Is struggling.
And you know, it's, I don't know what the answer to this is. I see Nomni. I don't know. He doesn't look like the ball player that I saw in Oakland. He does. I don't know what's going on with him. Do you have any insight into that?
I just think it's the whole general lack of confidence that the defense is playing with.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah,
all.
I mean,
and you're a baller, so you know how important the mental part of things is.
Yep.
You know, you got to play with a swagger, and the defense does not play with a swagger.
No, they're not. I know. And wouldn't you think, you know, our defense coordinator Juan would give him that? He seems to be a
yeah,
go get him guy.
Yeah, but the success that you're having dictates your swagger, not words
yeah.
from a coach
yeah.
or enthusiasm from a coach. You've got to believe, and
yeah.
I think Andy Reid said this many times, you've got to trust your coaching staff, you've got to trust your instincts, and then you got to trust the guy next to you.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
just what happened.
And something positive has to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think if some one good positive, maybe an interception, you know, it might just fire that defense up and turn things around. That's
I'm with
what
you.
I'm looking for.
Tom, give me a prediction.
I think we can win this Sunday. I mean, I'm up here in Bill Country. All I hear about is the Buffalo Bills, and that's okay. It's a great thing for the city, you know, because they've been losing. But I don't think that Fitzpatrick can hold up against us. I just don't think so. I think we can beat them. My prediction: 31-14.
Well,
31-14.
I'll be looking for Eagles green. What section was that? 138. You said
123.
123. Okay.
Yeah, that's the end zone opposite the scoreboard. In other words, we can see the scoreboard from that end zone.
Okay.
So 123.
I'll be looking for you, Tom.
Okay, Dave, we'll be looking for you.
Have a great trip.
All right.
And
bye-bye.
And happy birthday to Tom, Eagles fan in Western New York. I wonder how many Eagles fans will be at the game. I know there's a there's always a group of fans that go to, I think, every game. They're the best. But Ralph Wilson Stadium, I think if you'd bought tickets early in the season, probably have an opportunity to go to a lot of Eagles fans go to this game. And I know it's not necessarily the garden spot of the world, but the weather's supposed to be beautiful. And you can certainly have a good time in Buffalo. I actually like Buffalo. Nice people. I'm a big Wings guy. Chris in New York. Chris joins us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Are you going on Sunday?
I wish not. I live in Long Island, so it'd be easy for me to go to Philadelphia.
Okay. all right. Well, how are you feeling about the team, Chris?
Believe it or not, I actually think the things the Eagles are saying this week is what they should have been saying last week.
What are they saying this week? I haven't heard anything that's really that much different.
Well, no, I'm saying I felt after the Giants game, Andy Reid should have blamed himself and should have blamed the players, and he didn't. So I feel there's a somewhat actual sense of urgency now.
Well, I mean, it's hard to believe that there wasn't any urgency last week.
I don't know. I feel more desperation when you hear people talking.
Yeah, I will say
that. My personal opinion.
The post-game reaction was definitely more desperate. You know, it was definitely more. I mean, hearing Cullen Jenkins was refreshing.
Yeah, no, it sounds a lot better. Words don't help, but.
And I just need to see the leadership on this team. I don't know where the leadership's coming from. I need to see the leadership.
No, there's clearly a lack of leadership. I think that's pretty clear.
Clearly a lack of. I'm not sure if I would say it hasn't yet been defined, the leadership. You know, you have so many pieces that are new on the defensive side. Who steps up and says, I'm the leader? And it's got, whether the breakdown means anything, but preseason breakdown, it was Anthony Hargrove getting the team on the 50-yard line or 40-yard line. Let's go. Now he gets cut. Then it was Jaquay Parker. All right, let's go. Then he's on the sidelines hurt. Who is it now?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, most defenses, it should be coming from a linebacker or safety because generally they're calling plays, too, as far as
But those guys have been rotated, and you're right.
That's part of the problem.
Who's starting? So that makes it difficult to have that middle linebacker become the leader of the defense.
Yeah.
There's no Ray Lewis here. There's nobody like that. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
You got a prediction?
Well, I just actually want to say I called last week on the same basis with Castillo.
Okay.
As far as if you look at all the 10 Super Bowl winners, they all had a strong defensive core there. And I believe in the Eagles. I think we're going to win this game, actually, but something's going to have to change, basically.
Juan's got to do a better job, and I think it's fair to say that he's, because of the way the defense has played, has had his ups and downs. That's not to say he's not going to become a very good defensive coordinator, but right now it would not be accurate nor it would be fair to say that he's arrived as a defensive coordinator.
He just lacks experience. That's all it is.
He's coaching against offensive coordinators who've been in the league for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Juan didn't have the benefit of an off-season program, any individual workouts with the players. You come in and the first day of training camp, and all of a sudden you're looking, you've got six new guys starting all over. You got new safety, you got new linebackers, you got two new defensive linemen. And so maybe the growing pain should have been anticipated, but to this level, I don't think anybody saw it happening like this. I mean, there's just too many gaping holes on the defense, too many 30-yard runs, too many fourth quarter drives. That's got to get better. It's got to.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, give me a prediction.
All right. Well, since I have no belief in Juan Castillo, I'm going to say the Eagles are going to have to score 40 points. So the Eagles 42, the Bills 31.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Have yourself a great
Eagles
Tuesday.
Great Eagles Tuesday. Thank you very much. Good job. Not a bad Spadaro impersonation. Okay, we have from the locker room a player who's going to have to step up a bit more. Defensive ends, it's thin without Trent Cole for the foreseeable future. Hopefully, Daryl Tapp gets back this week. We don't know about Jaquay Parker. Phillip Hunt will have to play a lot. Well, he's ready to go. Let's hear from Hunt. the rookie defensive end who I think is getting there, getting better and better. I think he's going to be a pretty good player here, but can he hold up to an increased number of reps?
With Trent out and Jaquae out as well, you're going to get a lot more time. How do you think you're going to handle that moving forward?
I think I'm going to handle it pretty good. This is an opportunity for me to step up and make more of the opportunity that's given to me and help this team out by playing well.
And how do you think you've played in the last week against San Francisco?
I think I played well. I would like to have a win, but, you know, I think I played well. I can get better, you know. Each week I'm learning, but I have to bring more intensity to the table and make more plays and for this team to win.
And this team has given up 36 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, the last three losses. What are you guys doing moving forward to try to correct some of the problems you've had at the end of games closing out?
We're just working hard on our fundamentals, tackling, staying in our gaps, and like I say, making plays. Everyone can contribute to winning, and everybody can make more plays, and we can get better.
And with some of the injuries you've had, Dixon's now out for the year. Looks like you guys are bringing back Derek Landry. Can you speak to that a little bit? I know you played with him in the preseason. Just what he brings to the table.
Derek Landry, he's a great football player. You know, he's feisty. He likes to get in there and make plays, and we need a guy like him to contribute to winning, you know. So he's a guy, he's scrappy, like I say. He likes to play hard, and I'm pretty sure he'll bring his best fight every play, every snap.
And Dixon was more of a run stopper, Landry less so than him. Do you expect any scheme change or any kind of way to counteract that with Dixon off the field now?
No, I really don't. Like I say, I know Landry's a great player. I played alongside him. I'm pretty sure he can stop the run as well as pass rush, so I'm pretty confident in what he can do and what we can do as a defensive unit. We just have to, you know, be consistent and playing well.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ba, 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 Dave Spadaro with you here, Eagles Live, from our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. We're live every day from 11 till as long as the show goes, generally about 1 o'clock, a little earlier on Tuesdays. We are hoping that Michael Vick comes into studio. He's in a meeting right now. If we can't get him, we will get him immediately afterward and put that on the site, play that tonight as well. On Eagles Nightly, which airs at 7 p.m. each and every night, Monday through Friday. So we hope you tune in for that. It's a great, great show. Doing a lot of work with that, and I really hope you enjoy that. All right, let's go to the telephones here. Then we've got a piece from, a really good piece, actually, from NFL Network, a national perspective on what's going on with this football team. Let's go up to Toronto, Ontario, where we expected the Eagles to be playing this week against the Bills. Instead, we're in Buffalo. And John joins us. Hi, John.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm okay, John. How are you?
Frustrated, of course.
Yes.
But I am going to the game this weekend.
Wearing green, right?
Looking forward to that. It's only an hour and a half drive for me. I'm going to be around the 37-yard line, first row behind the Eagle bench.
Are you wearing green?
Absolutely.
Okay. When I come by with my spud cam before the game, I want you to say hi.
You actually caught me in Detroit last year when I was around the 10, 15-yard line behind the
Nicely
Eagle
done.
Bench. So
well done.
I'll be there with a very pretty blonde. I'm the ugly one. So. But anyway, going up to this point, I'm...
All right, so what? Derek Landry, by the way. Derek Landry is official. He joins the team, so... there you go. I got to change the ticker now.
But okay. Just looking at last game now, if you don't mind me.
Sure.
It was nice to see them finally start going deep a bit. Like, they didn't seem to do that at all against the Giants. And I know they took a lot of shots down the field. Deshaun could have caught a couple extra, but it's still just so frustrating. And
Deshaun Jackson, by the way, John, Deshaun Jackson, late third quarter was a fingerprint away from scoring a touchdown, which would have, I would believe, put the game out of reach.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
There's been so many of those opportunities that have gone by in the last 3 weeks where we should have taken bigger leads or scored touchdowns, and it's just so frustrating when it turns out like this. And I do have faith in Juan. I just wish things would come together sooner. And it doesn't seem like the run defense is quite as bad as people are saying, because it just seems like one or two, maybe
it's
three
gashing.
Big plays a game. It's just so frustrating.
I thought that way until this last game, and now I got to see it, because they were gashing holes that the Niners ran through. And Frank Gore wasn't even supposed to play. And, very little because of the ankle, and he gets 15 carries and 100-plus yards and just ran through gaping holes. And that is a concern. Gaping holes indicate that the alignment's wrong and that blockers are being swallowed – or defensive players are being swallowed up by blockers.
Yeah, no, I agree. It almost looked promising at the beginning there because Roll was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really see him too much in the second half. Maybe I just missed him, but he seemed like a little bit of an upgrade at first. But it's just frustrating. It's kind of scary and daunting to think we have to go at least 9-3 in these last few games to have a 10-6 record to basically even make the playoffs.
I don't think 9-3 is certainly unattainable at all.
With the lack of consistency right now, it seems scary.
Yeah.
And until they give us a game where, we see that D play well the whole game, we see the offense converting in the red zone and everything like that, it seems daunting right now. It seems like a big hill to climb, but I still believe, man. I'm there. And can I give a prediction, by the way?
Of course.
I'm going to just go out on a limb, and I remember someone else mentioned it. I think finally that D is going to step up. That's what I'm hoping for. And so I'm going to go 24-6. Two field goals. That's all they're going to give up.
That would be sweet, wouldn't it?
That would. I'd feel so much better.
I would feel so much better with just a complete defensive performance.
Yeah. Okay, Dave, I look forward to seeing you this
weekend.
Yes, sir.
Front row.
All right,
we'll see you, man.
Bye-bye.
So there's a couple of Eagles fans who are going to make the trip. Any more out there? We're taking your predictions all day, all week, really. We're taking your phone calls, trying to get all of this off your chest, people. Come sit on the couch with the counselor. Let's go to the NFL Network now and get a national perspective on a shocking 1-3 start for the Eagles and what the Eagles need to do to get out of this hole. Here's the guys from the NFL Network.
We need to do a better job. I think I'm stating the obvious all the way around. And I started with myself and coaches and players. We saw some good things in the first half. What we've got to learn is how to carry that over into the second half, and in particular through the fourth quarter where we've been terrible.
Well, hello, I'm Brian Billick. This is Jim Mora, and this is the Coach's Show. And it seems like, Jim, for the last couple of weeks, we can't start the show unless we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. It's been about Michael Vick up to now, but you can tell by the news conference with Andy Reid, there's a little bit more going on right now, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. You did the game in Philadelphia against the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, they had some issues yesterday, and I think that's what Andy's talking about. First of all, they had trouble scoring touchdowns in the red zone. They put up a lot of numbers offensively, but they didn't finish with touchdowns. And then their field goal kicker missed a couple of kicks that should have been made. But the big story there, without a doubt, is their defense. And after 4 weeks, their inability to stop anybody. They're having trouble stopping the run. They're getting gashed in the secondary. And people are saying, you know, what are they doing? Is Juan Castillo cut out for this job? Was it the right decision to take your offensive line coach and make him the defensive coordinator? I think those are all fair questions. I think both you and I know that Juan Castillo is a very good football coach. And when you make the justification of moving him to defensive coordinator, you say this, you say, all right, in order to be a good offensive line coach, you have to be able to run the football and protect the passer. In order to be a good defensive coordinator, you've got to be able to attack the passer and stop the run. But right now, they're just not doing those things defensively. When I watched the film of them, when I did the game, what I saw was a defense that did not look like they were coordinated together, doing the things that they needed to do to be successful on a regular basis. What I saw was a secondary that was a little bit uncertain in how they were supposed to play certain coverages. They've got three tremendously talented cornerbacks in Ndamukong Suh.
He'd be a heck of a cornerback.
Awesome. Boy, he'd tackle, wouldn't he? Yeah. In Asante Samuels and Rogers Cromartie. And they're asking them to do some things that they're not used to doing. You'll see Nnamdi Asamoah playing in the slot. You'll see him playing right corner, left corner. You'll see him playing safety. And I think things are just a little bit too gray for those guys back there. I think what they need to do is lock them in to the things that they do best, which is cover man-to-man, right, and then figure out how to stop the run with the rest of the guys.
Yeah, and I think that would be the best thing for them to do. They've got that talent on the back end. Let's man up with those gifted corners. And now the front seven's having a tough time stopping the run. I opened the season with them. Those linebackers aren't meshing with the defensive line. Let's get the front seven coordinated away. Let's drop a safety down. We got to stop the run.
Right.
Let's start that with an eight-man box. They're fortunate that they have the personnel to be able to do that, to say, okay, let's put some man responsibilities on the back end. Let's get the front seven, quasi front eight, orchestrated better and see if we can stop this bleeding, and then we'll go from there.
Well, you know, I think one of the problems is I'm not sure who Juan goes to for advice right now. I Jim Washburn, who's their defensive line coach, he's an outstanding defensive line coach, but I'm not sure that he has the conceptualization of coverages to be a help. You don't want to bring up the dreaded consultant word, but, you know, I'm sure eventually that will come up. I like Juan. I think Juan is an outstanding football coach, but right now they've got some issues that they need to address quickly. I think there's a quick fix there, okay? But I think they just need, like I said, to streamline things a little bit, to get the guys in the back end doing what they do best.
Well, ultimately, it's going to come back to Andy Reid. It always does on the head coach, and he's the dean of coaches right now in the NFL. And short of a Super Bowl, there's always going to be that kind of pressure. And the movement to go with Juan Castillo as a defensive coordinator, Andy takes responsibility for that. He's going to do everything that he can, both from a coaching standpoint, the player standpoint, to get the thing righted. But, yeah, he's going to feel the pressure. You're in Philadelphia. It's going to be the normal, you know, wolves at the door saying that there should be a change there. You're not going to do better than Andy Reid. He's the perfect man for the job. He's got the right mentality for Philadelphia. They'll stay this course, but it's an uphill battle for him.
Well, Andy Reid is the right man for this job, okay? Now, it might not happen overnight, but he's been in these positions before, and he's come out of them. This guy, like you said, he's very measured, all right? He's not going to make a rash decision one way or the other. He's going to take a hard look at his team, a hard look at his staff. He's going to make the tough decisions. He has a great football mind, and we know he's got a great football mind offensively, but you don't become a great offensive football coach without having a really good understanding of defense. And I'm sure that he's going to go in there, and he's going to talk to the defensive staff and say, hey, how can I be a resource to you? How can I help you, if he hasn't already? This is a great football coach, and you're right. It's a tough market. Philadelphia is a very tough market, but I think Andy is definitely the right man for the job.
do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. God fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's catch you up to date on some of the things happening with the Eagles on this very fine Tuesday here in South Philadelphia. It's bounce back time for the Eagles. We know that. The Eagles 1-3, hoping not to get to 1-4. Big game this weekend in Buffalo. Team has officially signed Derek Landry. Defensive tackle was with the Eagles prior to the season beginning in the preseason. Played well. More of a penetrating, hustling I see what you're saying. Okay, kind of defensive tackle. So he's that kind of guy. Not a run stopper. So I guess there's a bit of a concern there. But a hustler, somebody you kind of want on the team. You know, he's a good football player and a veteran. Michael Vick will join us in studio later in the day. Not sure exactly when that's going to happen. But we always welcome Michael Vick anytime he can make it. He's in meetings at the moment. Trent Cole out for this game. Jason Peters out for this game. Antonio Dixon goes to IR. Demetrius Bell, the left tackle for the Bills, is out. So that is very significant. All right. Now, do the Eagles line up Jason Babin on the right side? Do they let Darrell Tapp take a lot of the reps over there? Also, Nick Barnett, an inside linebacker, in a walking boot yesterday for the Bills. And then tonight we'll talk about that on Eagles Nightly and get you up to date on things that are going on here. Let's go to Omar. He's in Virginia, but he's from Philly, and he wanted me to know that. Hey, Omar.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. First, good. I want to say, I like what you're doing out there with this, with the website.
Thank you.
I love it. I keep up to date out here in Virginia, Redskins country.
Yep.
They drive me crazy out here, and I like what you're doing.
Thanks. Well, we're proud of our ticker. The ticker's pretty rocking, isn't it? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
But I wanted to say, man, the Eagles are really out-coaching themselves on both sides of the ball. I mean, when you have shut-down corners like Nnamdi and Samuel, I don't understand why we playing zone. Nnamdi looks like he's out of place. When we could just, the defensive line is playing very good, we could just man up and rush the passer and let Nnamdi and Samuel do what they do best.
It sounds
so, like on offense,
it sounds so
when we
easy
need to be
that.
Aggressive, we're being conservative. And when we need to be conservative, we're being aggressive.
I know what you're saying, and I know it's not as, and I know you know it's not as simple as just that, but there needs to be some sort of, You know what the defense needs? It needs to have a signature. It needs to have a personality. It needs to have something it can really hang its hat on and say, this is what we do well, and this is what we're going to do. And I think if you play man all the time, you subject yourself to a lot of teams running at you, running at the corners. But there's some, instead of trying this, and this, narrow it down, find out what you do well, and go do it. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what you mean, Omar?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to say, I mean, when Nagy was in Oakland, all he did was play man, and
that's
he
not
pretty
true.
Much take the wide receiver out the game, a lot of the top wide receivers. And now he got them all over the place. He just seems confused.
Yeah, I think that it's maybe not quite that accurate that he only played man out there. Nobody plays just man in the NFL. You get killed if you play just man. But I will tell you that Nnamdi is not the playmaker, the shutdown guy that we thought he was going to be yet. He has been beaten. He is human. He is a very good football player, but he is human. But everybody on this defense is getting beat, and that is a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they need to change the scheme a little bit. It's just whatever we're doing now is just not working. And it just seems like everybody is just looking at each other instead of just going out there to play football. And they keep trying these gadget plays and just play football. All this trickery is not working.
I am not a fan of all the gadgets down at the goal line. I do occasionally like a gadget. But I've always been of the belief that the teams that kind of need to create an offense rely on gadgets a little bit more than other teams. I think this team is talented enough to just run the offense,
right?
And you'll make plenty of plays.
I think they should just spread the ball. I mean, get the ball to Shady as much as they can. Do the spread offense. I mean, I think we could score about 40 points a game. I think we just out-coaching ourselves. But we could get it together. It's not over. Still think we're going to make the playoffs, possibly win a Super Bowl. We just need to
one game
play
at
some
a time.
Football.
Yeah. Omar, give me a score.
I'll take Eagles 35, Buffalo 14.
Omar, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great Eagles day, Omar. There is something to be said for, kind of narrowing down the game plan. You always hear people say, one of the great cliches I love in that football talk is, we're going to go back to the drawing board. That's always kind of been the way that I've always interpreted that saying as, well, we're just going to stop running all these crazy things and just do what we do. And that's what the Eagles, I think that might be it. Just do what they do well. Now, what do they do well? Well, I want you to call me and tell me. What does the defense do well? How would you play it? Let's talk to Herb in Philadelphia. Herbie, baby.
I think we should go back to the drawing board.
Herb, wiser words have never been spoken.
Let's see. What I've been saying is we've been sort of through this before. And
oh, yeah.
And he doesn't panic, and he doesn't yell and scream. He does what he has to do to address the problem, I believe. And now, whether he can get everything addressed, I don't know. I mean, what's frustrating is there's really been some, especially offensively, there's been some stretches there where it's been brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other ones. And
yeah.
And I thought this was Vic's best game, not by stats, but by the way he played. He was... Well, they rolled him out more, but he was very, he seemed to get rid of the ball when he had to, and he scrambled, and he looked to throw, and then when that wasn't there, he would run.
Yeah, and there were times when, I got you, Ed, so just hang around. There were times when, even the last play, the throw to Macklin, he read the blitz.
Yeah.
He got rid of the football, and Macklin had a big gain. And that's a sign of progress for Michael Vick.
Yep. The only thing, the biggest thing that worries me is that it looks like the defense is running out of gas at the end.
I don't believe that.
Well, maybe we'll see. But I mean, if that is the case, I don't know what their solution is. But that's my biggest concern, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. The Eagles won the time of possession battle. The Eagles are not. The defense is only on the field because the defense is not being effective enough stopping. Stopping offenses. The Eagles' offense has sustained enough drives and has controlled the football long enough to give this defense a rest. I'm not laying that one on the. I don't think that's inaccurate, but I think that they're ineffective in the fourth quarter, and that's a major concern.
Yeah, no, it's the thing I want to say is that as an Eagles fan, I never get down. And the worst they, you know, if they're playing, I make sure I wear my Eagles hat all the time and take whatever abuse I have to.
Don't take abuse, Herb.
Well, you know.
No need.
You know, one poor guy got real mad at me. An older gentleman came up to me and was starting saying things, and I said, listen, you know what the real story is? And I said, they're lulling them into a false sense of security, and then they're going to pounce.
Right.
And the guy got mad at me.
He doesn't like humor.
He said, what are you, funny? I said, yeah.
People don't like, listen, the Eagles, it means a lot to everybody in who's an Eagles fan, this football team's success. And I understand the frustration. I really do. And I share it. I think everybody's frustrated by it. But you don't quit. You dig in deeper and you figure out a way to get better. And you understand that you do have a very talented team here, and it will come together. You just hope it comes together sooner rather than later.
31-13.
There we go. Thanks, Herb.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, so Herb's getting some heat. No need. This play just, I kind of want to talk to Michael about that. And I will later today when he gets in here. The athletic ability is remarkable. Really incredible. The way he's able to keep his eyes up, find receivers, and deliver the ball accurately. And that is a gift. So we are thankful for Michael Vick being a Philadelphia Eagle. He's healthy, feels good, ready to go on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are going to be a tough team, and they're going to come after him. All right, let's go to Ontario once again and talk to Bert. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Dave, it's Bart.
Oh, Bart. Hey, Bart. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad.
What's going on?
Going to kill the Bills this weekend.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Another Eagles fan there. We've got at least five there.
Wearing green, of course. Upper deck, though, so I probably won't see you on the field.
Well, come down early before the game's over, you know, before the game starts.
Are you going to be doing anything outside before the game?
We may check out the I think it's a pretty good tailgate scene there, right?
Oh, amazing.
It's tough. It's a 1 o'clock game. I mean, we might do a little piece out there. We'll see. If we can find some Eagles fans, we will try to get our cameras there.
Right on.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I think the I think they're going to actually continue on from last game, actually from the first half, not the second half. I think they're going to pull it together. They're going to look at the tape. I mean, the defense played extremely well in the first half. And the offense actually, other than a few missteps in the red zone, actually did play decently. I mean, Vic played amazing the whole game.
Yes, he did.
I think that's going to carry over. I was watching the Bills game last week, and they're very beatable. I mean,
I agree.
They got a good offense, but not a very good defense. You can argue that with us, and obviously the second half. But really think the Eagles are going to come up big, and going into the week after against Washington, we win the next two games. I mean, we're right in the NFC.
One at a time, Bart. One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time, yeah. But looking at the NFC, I think as a wild card, I know one at a time, and we don't want to talk playoffs, but I think if we're going to get into the playoffs this year with this start, we're going to have to just win the NFC because it's going to be tough. That wild card's going to be tough this year.
I agree. I've said this before, though. I mean, and just I just you never know how the season's going to turn out. Bart, I'm going to tell you tomorrow's show. Going to really gauge the mood of this football team coming back. They've had a couple of days to stew over this loss, and frankly, my pride is wounded. I'm embarrassed. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm frustrated, and I know you are, and all Eagles fans are. Let's see how the players react when they get back to work here on Wednesday. Give me a prediction for the game.
I'm thinking 40-24 Eagles.
High scoring game.
I never, never, ever pick against the Eagles. I always expect them to win.
So do I. Go into every game thinking the Eagles are going to win, knowing the Eagles are going
to
win.
Right on. Hope to see you Sunday. All right, Bart. If I don't, have a great time.